If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the president's seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to my podcast. You know, it takes different formats, and usually I interview someone, and the podcasts lately have been taking off. In fact, I just got some statistics that the number of downloads in January is more than the first couple of years that we did podcasts. So thank you for listening and thank you for sharing. I've also been connecting with my Strang Report newsletter. It's a good way to get out the podcast, and it's kind of two different versions of the same thing. Today in my newsletter, we sent out a press release that came from Hamilton Strategies, the PR company that we retained to help us get out the word about Trump Aftershock, my new book. In fact, today I just got a thank you note from a friend who read the book and said that she was learning so much, and that was very rewarding to think that I was helping people to understand what's going on with this very unlikely president at this very difficult time. In fact, the press release we sent out had to do with the government shutdown that is continuing, and also the controversy over the State of the Union address. You know, Nancy Pelosi and the president have been sparring, and she said he shouldn't do a State of the Union address. I believe that he should. There's been a lot of reporting about it. There's nothing in the Constitution that he has to give it to Congress. In fact, up until Woodrow Wilson, every president set the State of the Union address to Congress with someone else reading it, and then Woodrow Wilson kind of changed it. It's usually in the House floor, but not always. It's been in the Senate. It's actually been other places. The president could deliver it anywhere. And I just believe that in the current turmoil of our nation, that citizens deserve to hear from our president about such important matters as the ongoing plan for smart and legal immigration, the protection of our borders, national security, health care, the current government shutdown, and a lot more. It's important for President Trump to address his base. He want him to see him keep his many promises and carry out the agenda for which he campaigned. Even before his January 2018 State of the Union address, the Trump administration had waded into the swamp and had begun the cleanup process, fully embracing 64% of the agenda items proposed by the Conservative Heritage Foundation for changing the way that Washington works. You know, this is something that I really emphasized in Trump Aftershock, was all of the president's promises that he's kept and all of his many accomplishments. The mainstream media doesn't want to acknowledge it. They give him scant credit for what he does. Part of this is because the mainstream media has really become an arm of the Democratic Party. And it's just interesting on this controversy on our southern border, that the same Democratic leaders who supported border security and even the wall that we have, you know, there is a partial wall along the border. Now they oppose it because they oppose President Trump. Franca Media said recently on my podcast, if you missed his podcast, you'll want to listen to it, because he says that he predicts that there's going to be a lot of chaos in February and March for the president, but he does believe that he'll prevail. Alveda King, the niece of the late Dr. Martin Luther King, whose birthday we just commemorated, he would have been 90 years old this month. She also talked about the wall, and many African American leaders, conservatives like herself, are actually supporting the president and the wall. It was interesting to me that that is my number one podcast ever. And we did it kind of last minute. Something came up in the news. I called Alveda, or actually I texted her and said, could you do a podcast? We did it. And it actually had more downloads than the first partial year. We started in mid 2015, than the entire year. It was just, like I said, the biggest one ever. And if you missed it, you'll want to listen to it. You'll also want to listen to the trailer for my new podcast, which I'm calling In Depth with Stephen Strang. It's going to actually be my Friday podcast. It'll be 30 minutes long. And I'm going to try to go in depth with someone who is a leader in the Christian community, occasionally some secular leaders as well, but people who are known in the Christian community. I've already courted several of them with people such as Pat Robertson and Jim Baker, and also recently Mike Bickle, and you'll want to listen to those. But take time to click on the trailer that we did. It's very short. We call it Episode Zero, and you'll want to listen to it and hopefully share. As I said, I do the Strang Report newsletter. It's also growing, and it's a way to have the podcast delivered to your in-tray because I almost always do both of them together. It's called The Strang Report, and you can subscribe at charismamag.com, which is a Charisma Magazine website, of course. So this is a little bit shorter podcast than usual. I just wanted to do it because of the State of the Union address, which as I record this has still been undecided exactly what's going to happen. And I just want to urge the president to move ahead with it and to continue to provide strong leadership in spite of the attacks. The attacks have become so great that, you know, even these school children who are at the March for Life, who are wearing hats that said, Make America Great Again. I have one of those hats at home. It was actually a hat that I picked up on the election night party in New York City, and I keep it safe and clean because it's an important souvenir to me. But these kids were wearing it to just, you know, like they wear any other kind of baseball hat that had a sports mascot logo or something on it. And people that were just absolutely out of their mind with rage were just raging at them and then saying that they were creating a hostile environment or something, which sparked the rage. I mean, it was one of the saddest debacles I've seen recently in the news. Thankfully, some of the news media backed down a little bit because these kids did absolutely nothing wrong. And it's just sad that we have people who are so crazy with rage. They aim it at the president, but really is aimed at everything in our culture that is traditional, that's, in my opinion, decent, that's based on any kind of biblical values or godly principles. And so those of you who know how to pray, who believe, as I do, that the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, that you would pray that these evil forces will be overcome. And this is not about political parties. Both of the political parties have plenty to criticize, and I have been a registered Democratic voter. I've been a registered Republican voter. So this is not about parties. It's about a philosophy. And it so happens that the Democratic Party is buying into this, what I think is extreme left-wing policy. So if you've listened to my podcast or read my columns in Charisma or read my books, you know very well that I believe this, and I'm just sharing my thoughts and opinions today on my podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for checking out our trailer, we call it, or episode zero for the new In-Depth with Stephen Strang. And thank you for sharing the podcasts that really touch you and minister to you. You might know that recently I did a podcast and newsletter about surviving cancer for 5 years, which is a real milestone. And I'm just really surprised by the feedback that I'm getting. So if you missed that one, you'll want to listen to it too. Thank you. God bless you. And see you next time on the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.